Pod Culture, episode 198, Quantum of Geekness, part B, for Monday, March 15th, 2010. Don't be late. This is Pod Culture 198.
Oh my God.
What? I'm Brad.
He's been working.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Adam.
What? You don't want me to do any of the usual intros or anything like that? I'm trying to come
like
up
I
with
said,
some new material.
It could be worse.
You guys are welcome to intro the show anytime.
He said
here.
New, he didn't say good.
Shut up.
Don't throw anything at me.
Well, no.
He was looking for something.
I know. He's
like, what?
Well, concerned is the fact that the nearest thing to me is the QM Xbox. I'm not going to.
Yeah, no, of course not.
No.
You know, the show's free. People are getting what they pay for.
Yeah.
That's true. And I still owe them a refund.
Adam, you're saying off air. Yeah. You know, we're back for part B of the show.
Yes.
You were saying something off air. We should be watching something that we didn't hit.
I'm thinking that if you were a fan of the Battlestar Galactica show, this is the latest incarnation of it. And even if you're really not, I mean, if you're a fan of sci-fi and even, you know, like a drama, the new series Caprica on Sci-Fi is pretty good. I've actually been impressed with it. They've had, I guess, 6 episodes so far since this recording. Mm-hmm. 6 being the one that aired tonight. And the latest episode that I watched, I think it was episode 5, was really, really, really good. I really liked it. Really moved me, I guess. Like, almost I had, like, I welled up at certain parts. Uh-huh. And I've kind of liked the characters and the seeing the culture of the colonies at their prime.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool stuff. It's almost 50s style, like Americana style,
mm-hmm.
meets the high technology, meets like a gangster kind of world.
That's cool.
It's really, really neat. I've liked seeing what directions they're going with it and just the different cultures. You know, the people from the different planets of the colonies, mm-hmm. and kind of the I don't say racism, but the what am I looking for?
Prejudice?
The prejudice. That's what I'm looking for. That is kind of inherent in the culture and stuff like that, and the stereotypes
that got
that
even
come
carried
out.
Into Battlestar Galactica itself, though.
Yeah.
Well, in
yeah.
The...
Oh, yeah. You saw that with Dee and her mm-hmm. being mm-hmm. Tauren?
Tauren. There's a big, like, prejudice of mm-hmm. the Tauren people on Caprica, and that's what the Adamas are. And... it's just really, really kind of cool. And also to see little Admiral Adama.
I know.
He's like 10 or 11 years old growing up and his little mobster family.
Little damn Adama.
Oh, I love him.
That would be awesome. But
well,
I've been
Starbuck,
impressed.
Why not?
Yeah. They've got the little Starbuck maquette.
Yeah.
I want original. That'd be cool. Need to get the original PSG license.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But watch Caprica because it's
little damn.
It's daggett. Pretty cool.
That is cool. I liked the pilot that we watched.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that.
It was interesting. You know, I'm all for as many gratuitous boob shots as possible, but the hell did it have to do with the episode? You know,
it just depresses me that Eric Stoltz got old.
Boy, did
oh.
he.
You know,
yeah.
after seeing him in all the '80s movies, like, and then. All of a sudden, bam, old. Oh.
It happens.
I mean, he's aged very well, but it's just, it was surprising. Like, the last thing I saw him in was years ago, and then all of a sudden, it's like, oh my.
Yeah, we've been getting the episodes, just haven't they've been stacking up on the bit TARDIS here, so
we've got lots to watch.
It's a very different show.
We've been making a dent in it, though.
We're caught up with being human and survivors.
Yes, both of which have ended their run, I do believe.
Tear. Because I love them both.
Yes, well, we still have plenty of UK stuff for right now to watch.
Law and Order UK.
Yeah, Law and Order UK.
Which I really enjoy.
Speaking of Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jamie Bamber.
Yep.
And Doctor Who. Freeman.
Yeah.
Hotness.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it. She's much better on Law and Order than she was on...
Really?
On Doctor
Who. Yeah, she's pretty good on it.
Character-wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else, guys? Or let's get into geeking. Glenn, you got something?
I've got something I forgot to mention earlier. I have more anti-Brad defenses at home now.
Another cat?
Yeah.
How many cats you have?
Wow. You've been here for how long now? And you're just now getting around to telling us you've got another baby.
Had
Koala
to go get
is
some...
disappointed in you.
No, Koala's happy.
There's
what?
Like 18 cats now.
Telltale.
I had to go get some crickets for the frogs.
Yes.
And Carly's like, oh, I'm going to come with you to the pet store.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. So they were really busy. It was a Saturday. And so she's like, well, I'm going to go look around while you wait. And
big mistake.
Baby. Yeah.
Of death.
Well, the Humane Society has an adoption center there at PetSmart, and there was a cat, and she's like, talk to someone and see if we can hold it. This is the point where I was supposed to say no, but I thought, oh, well, you know, I'll let her enjoy herself. What's it going to hurt, you know, because... She had mentioned before she wouldn't mind maybe getting a puppy or something, and I was
cats
like,
are so
well,
much better.
Not right now.
No.
We don't they're need so a puppy much right now.
They're low maintenance compared
Max.
To cats.
Max.
Cats are low maintenance compared to dogs.
No, Max is awesome.
Unless you litter box train him so he never has to go outside.
My sister's dog, Max, is the coolest little
so
dog.
So what is it named?
Well, it was originally named Little Bit. And it's a gray cat with a little white, you know, heart on its chest, and it's a 6 month old female. And we filled out the adoption papers, and then we got the call the next day to come pick up the cat. So we brought her home, and I don't know if you guys watched the show Surface. I talked about it a little bit.
We have it.
Before.
We
just haven't watched it. Yeah, we haven't watched.
There's a little baby creature in it that's kind of like a baby Loch Ness monster type thing. I know I'm just giving away a little bit, but it's named Nim. And so
the named her Nim
is now named Nim.
I won't.
So yeah, we've got another cat that we're trying to integrate
so
in
unfair.
With the other cats. It'll be interesting to get them to where they can all play together.
And yet, you can't have your own damn cat.
Baby.
Yeah, well, you know, I need to leave my cat with my dad so he'd have some company. So
imagine his dad
by himself.
I get
to go visit the cat, you know. So. And my dad, too. But
it's like your grandma without...
Your dad didn't want the cat to begin with.
Yeah.
It's like your grandma without, you know, her kitty. It's just wrong.
Don't get me started on that.
I'm so glad
that.
You have a new baby.
Yeah, so it's been quite the experience. It's a very playful, smart cat. And, it's quite a handful at the moment.
Well, if you ever decide to leave town for vacation, I will happily come cat sit and frog sit for you.
Okay.
Feed the frogs to the cats.
I'll give you money. Here, go on vacation. Here, go on vacation. I'll give you money.
If I had money, I could go on vacation. What do you know?
Here's money. Go.
So, yeah. Glenn's got cats. Adam's going to watch Caprica. Christina, you got anything to add?
I want a cat. I know.
You'll
not gonna happen.
Find a new home. Then,
I'll never be able to have a cat or go to England.
You can get one of those genetically modified.
I'm planning on saving up. Exactly. If I win the lottery, I'm so buying a cat.
You have gone on record as saying that Max would be fine because he's enough cat for you and he's dog enough for me. And he's a cool damn dog, too.
He's a dog.
Max is awesome.
Dog smell.
Sister dog Max is cool. Stupid as fuck. He can't walk on linoleum.
Yeah, he's pretty pitiful. The only perk...
His feet are so furry, he can't get any traction, so he'll just fall down on the...
I was talking to Elizabeth at lunchtime. The only perk I find in having a dog is that you can't leave your food wrappers on, like your candy wrappers on the floor anymore. Perk.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into the geeking game.
Let's do that.
All right, and we will be back with more of the show right after Christina gives me an allergy attack.
That's what got invented, Benadryl shots.
Allergy shot.
Yeah, they have shots for that.
Get ready to step through the gate and win something really cool from Quantum Mechanics. Thanks to the folks at QMX, Pod Culture has an awesome new contest, and one lucky winner is going to win the second in QMX's series of the Ships of Stargate. This collector-scale, screen-accurate replica of the Goa'uld Death Glider from Stargate SG-1 is the most detailed model of the alien attack craft ever produced. With a wingspan of 8 inches, the hand-painted Death Glider replica comes with a detailed diorama base, is cast in solid resin, and man is it a heavy sucker, and features a miniature Stargate, DHG, and stone circle. The diorama offers amazing detail for its scale, with some elements less than a half inch tall, yet is still clearly recognizable as the set pieces they replicate. But the detail on the base pales in comparison to the Goa'uld tactical fighter itself. Cast in polystone, the Death Glider replica comes with detailed relief carvings on the wings and body that exactly match the CGI files used to create the visual effects for the show. Your Death Glider even comes with 2 Jaffa pilots in the cockpit, sculpted in their screen-accurate armor. Limited to just 1,500 individually numbered replicas, and by the way, the one we're giving away is number 95, this collector-scale Death Glider is being produced under license from MGM Studios and comes complete with a certificate of authenticity and the ship specifications sheet. All you have to do to win is email contest@podculture.net with your name, mailing address, and in the subject line include QMX and SG-1. Now, due to the expense in the shipping, this contest is limited to folks in the United States. All entries must be received by Friday, March 19th, so hurry up and enter soon. And this will be given away on Pod Culture's 200th episode coming very, very soon. Good luck, folks. Time to break out your bowls of cereal. We got a little Saturday morning cartoon thing going on here.
Except without the Saturday morning.
And
or the cereal.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Damn.
Or the bowls.
Take two. No. But we do have a little special kind of TV and DVD talk. All with animation. And we've watched some really cool, I hesitate to almost call them cartoons, animated movies. First one we have.
We're crossing universes. I can't handle it.
We got a bunch of different universes here, actually.
Yeah.
It's a great big universe, and we're all really puny.
The two major ones, though.
We have, and very appropriately enough, just watched Planet Hulk. Yes, the DVD we are giving away in Pod Culture 200.
We promise not to spoil you.
Yeah. We didn't watch the DVD we're going to give you. We watched the Blu-ray that I bought. But it is very cool. It follows the story of the Planet Hulk storyline fairly closely with a couple of fairly notable exceptions where they alter for various reasons. Glenn, what did you think?
Well, I had actually watched it myself before we watched it tonight, so this is my second time. But I hadn't read the Planet Hulk. I would like to if I...
Bottom, I got the collection right up here.
But I did really enjoy it. I thought the animation was really sharp as well. I believe that Madhouse did the animation for this, which is one of the best of the anime companies. So I thought Hulk was animated very well. I liked a lot of the designs and the story and the. I did watch the behind the scenes and heard the differences they made from this and the original and why, and I think they made some good choices, and it was a good solid story. It was fun to see the Hulk in this setting.
Yeah, it was neat, and it's definitely not, you know, we call it cartoons, but you know, there it's, I guess, almost the American version of anime in a almost a sense, because it's a very, it definitely earns its PG-13 rating.
Yeah.
Not a lot of swearing or anything, but there it. It's this one violent. was especially pretty violent to the point
gory,
where,
like,
and sad.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some of the bits were like, oh my god.
But like, you know, where one of the monsters grabbing the heads of an alien and, you know, just
squeezes it and pops his eyes out. Yep. Like,
mm-hmm. it's really as if you took Hulk and put him in a Conan movie with a little bit of sci-fi.
Yeah. That's very much what it, pretty much what
yeah,
it was.
I can see that, yeah.
So some of the,
you know, what kind of gore there is in a Conan type mm-hmm. thing, and you know, this is the kind of action.
Yeah, people getting cut in half. And yeah.
You heard who the new Conan is, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy with that choice. Actually,
I didn't.
It's kind of cool. Jason Momoa, Ronan.
No way.
Yes, yeah. Way.
I heard that was a rumor, but I didn't know it was official.
Yeah. It's official.
Mm-hmm. Holy crap! That's awesome.
Yeah, because on David Hewitt on his Twitter,
mm-hmm.
he keeps calling him Ronan the Barbarian.
Oh, I love him.
Nice.
And he's actually filming in Bulgaria right now.
Wow.
Because yeah. Apparently, so David's directing filming something over there and they ran into each other.
Yeah, he's directing a movie there for Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah, so they like ran into each other. And yeah. He goes, I just saw Ronan the Barbarian.
That's funny.
I don't know how they're going to explain. Do away with his funky tattoos that he has, but Planet Hulk, back to the, you're right, it is very much a green Conan movie in mm-hmm. a lot of ways, down to the Red Sonja kind of character.
Yeah.
This, like, some of the gladiators, because there's essentially it's gladiators.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Do you like gladiator movies, Bobby?
No, I got to the part where he's wearing the little gladiator hat in the comic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's kind of funny looking.
It's just funny. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
But when you're essentially in the Roman Colosseum, which amazingly, this alien planet looks a lot like the Roman Colosseum.
How do you know the Romans weren't aliens?
We know the Egyptians were. Because the pyramids are landing pads.
Yep.
But in the crowd scenes, just seeing some of the little Easter eggs that they threw in, you know, you have to be a kind of a big Marvel Comics kind of geek to get some of them. But you saw, was it Warlock?
Warlock, yeah. And there was a character from the Warlock comic. I think her name's Gamora.
Mm-hmm.
I think a green chick.
And saw a Skrull.
A Skrull, that was cool.
I was like, was that? Oh, shit, that was a Skrull. That was awesome. It's neat things like that. The story,
the title sequence alone
is worth it.
It's worth the price of admission.
Yeah, if you have a Blu-ray player,
pretty cool. Yeah,
I really recommend picking it up on the high def, because there are it's hard to talk about in a lot of ways because you don't want to give it away. Mm-hmm. But essentially, the story starts out the Hulk is waking up from being in a unconscious. He's in a rocket and kind of doing the reverse of Superman. He's being shot to hell away from Earth because, you know, Bruce Banner's a danger when he's angry. And he has so much anger that a group of heroes got together and shot his ass off into what's supposed to be a lush, unpopulated planet. Plenty of water and plenty of vegetation and plenty of game where he can't hurt anybody. Well, the Hulk sees this video and gets pissed, trashes the ship, goes a little off course. So he kind of brought all this shit on himself.
Yeah.
get to do some anger management stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, he gets captured and has to do battle. And of course, being the heroic, I guess the hero of the thing, it's fair to say he doesn't lose. So,
I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. It was a good story.
Yeah, because you're not as familiar with
I'm
the
not
characters.
A huge Marvel fan.
Glenn, what did you think?
Like I said, I liked it a lot. I've really been very happy with all of the Marvel releases and all the DC releases.
Yeah,
I think they're both really keeping the quality up on these little one-shot movies. And it's nice to see something a little different and see it nicely animated. And, it doesn't have to be G-rated either. You know,
right,
so that's
right.
Cool.
And that's a blessing because, some of the stuff, the comics, the comics aren't just for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And animation isn't just for kids. I mean, you and I, we've watched anime for years, and some of it pretty violent, some of it a little twisted.
Yuratsuka Doji?
Yeah.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Don't look it up.
No.
Oh. Bad, huh? Okay, when Glenn says don't look it up.
That falls under... The umbrella of tentacle porn.
I was just about to say that.
Okay. All right, then.
I mean, it's not a porn movie, but it's
fair
what
enough.
It falls under. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember when we got that... was pre-ordering that one at Suncoast back in the day, and before anybody realized exactly what the hell it was.
Yeah. I've got it on Laserdisc. And it's actually collectible. It's worth a little bit.
Is that like how they sell the Secret Diary of a Call Girl at Walmart? Yeah.
Bad. We saw that. I'm like, did I just see what I saw there?
I don't think anybody who bought it to sell at Walmart knows
unless
what it is.
Unless they do a clean version or edited version.
How
like
can
they
you? Secret Diary of a Call Girl. You edit out all the porny bits and there's, hi, my name is Rose Tyler, credits.
Pretty much. Isn't Matt Smith one of her...
Let's not talk about that.
Okay. Just saying. The doctor and the...
All right, walk away.
Okay.
But I really enjoyed... Stephen Moffat, you bastard. I really did enjoy The Hulk, though. I some of it was really moving and really good. And I want action figures.
The one thing that kind of did get me, though, is he's all savage and everything in the beginning. And then by the end, he's like the smart Hulk, kind of, articulate.
They didn't go into a lot of explanation. I mean, they did say that he was kind of weakened at first because of passing through arrive there. But if you stop and think about it, this is one of the few Hulk things where he hasn't said, you wouldn't like me if I'm angry, because was never Banner.
Yeah. Other than...
never mind the spoiler alert.
Well.
Yeah, that's not really a spoiler alert.
It's something they got you caught up in it. You didn't really think about it.
Oh, I thought about it the whole time. I kept waiting for it. Okay. I'm like, okay, but...
I was thinking about it kind of at the beginning. But then,
because they're going to freak out when they find out that he's a scrawny little scientist, and then
read that because it's in the actual storyline. It does happen
because they had a lot more time to work with,
But it ended. And I'm like, that's almost halfway through the story. I mean, there's still some stuff to be told there. I really enjoyed it. Thought it was a very good adaptation. Mm-hmm. The one change that they made, they had to swap out one character for another that shows up halfway through the movie-ish, give or take. And the way that they swapped it out and who they swapped it out with, not a problem at all with it. Made perfect sense, really, I thought. Very, very well. But moving right along into some more animation, Glenn, you've got... You want to do this one first?
No, go ahead. Okay. That's one we're going to do.
Oh, okay.
He just hasn't opened his yet.
Oh, okay.
No, I just got the...
just grabbed the box. We picked up the other day on Blu-ray, Justice League Crisis on Two Earths. Of course, I've always been a fan of especially recently, the direct-to-DVD stuff that DC and Marvel both have been doing. Great quality. And I'm a sucker for the Crisis stories anyway.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the multiple Earth stuff, that's really neat. And then seeing, you know, the, not the Injustice Society, but the Crime Syndicate.
Yeah.
Is kind of neat. And then to see it in animation, and it's not quite the Justice League animated style, but it's
got that same kind of feel to it.
It's got that same kind of feel to it.
Yeah.
And they did a good job with the voice, because none of the voices, I think, were from the...
No, I don't believe they
Justice
were.
League Unlimited. There was one.
Yay.
Superwoman. Or Ultrawoman, or whatever the hell she's called. I think it's Superwoman. Yeah,
it's Superwoman. Yeah.
Voiced by Gina Torres.
We love her.
Who did the voice of Vixen on Justice League Unlimited?
Yep.
I believe so. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, we got this guy. He's sitting next to the Batman I got from the last one.
Oh, nice.
On my Xbox.
I thought this was the little figure that they gave away at Best Buy.
Uh-huh.
And,
I like that Best Buy's been doing that.
Yeah. I really like this figure, though. I mean, this was a neat design for the
He was. I didn't know anything about the character, and he was really cool. I liked him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was kind of Bruce Wayne.
And
but
James Woods, I just adore him anyway. He's just fantastic. He could read the phone book, and I'd be okay with that.
But yeah, this the animation was really smooth. Mm-hmm. The colors are awesome, especially if you pick it up on Blu-ray, which we did. The one thing I will say that I really didn't like about it is they pack it with a digital copy of the movie. And of course, being DC, it's a Warner Brothers thing. Mm-hmm. They had the most pain in the ass, sucky way of getting your digital copy. You have to install this special program and do a code, and it downloads. Whereas a lot of them have been, you get a code, you put in like the digital copy disc, and it'll say, boop, okay, do you want it to go to iTunes? Do you want it to go to Windows Media? If you hit iTunes, it goes, okay, it automatically fires up iTunes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think you might have to enter a code, and it just starts downloading into iTunes.
Yep.
Very smooth. You don't have to download anything else additional to it. Whereas this, you've got to download the special program, Adobe Air. And get that on
really?
Yeah. It is.
It's a pain in the ass.
Which is why, like on the Green Lantern stuff, I couldn't get it to work for the longest time, because when the Green Lantern movie came out, they didn't support Windows 7.
Oh.
I've been running Windows 7 for, you know, over a year now, just about, really. So I couldn't do that. Finally, I was able to do it. But in the meantime, I just went online. Okay, Pirate Bay, Green Lantern, okay, boop. Half an hour later, I had it.
Yeah.
So, you know, make it easy, folks. You know, otherwise people are going to pirate your shit. But one special feature, I guess, they kind of had on this, and it's on the DVD as well, that I thought was neat, and it was really nothing to do with the movie itself, but there was an animated short. Includes an exclusive short of the Spectre. And this was kind of neat because it was like a, you said like a crime noir almost type of thing.
It was like a noir, but it was also kind of like a grindhouse
film.
Or something, you know? It was like 70s. It had the film grain.
Yeah, with the music and everything. It was pretty cool.
Oh, that's neat.
It had a lot of just this mood to it that you don't normally get. I mean, it was really pretty slick.
Even though it was Jim Corrigan.
Yeah,
it's very, very cool. So I recommend picking up Justice League Crisis on Two Earths. If you have Blu-ray, pick it up. I know it's animated, and you know, I differ on that, but I think it does make a pretty big difference in a lot of respects. So, and you have another film?
Well, that's one we've both watched.
Yes. It's the Halo Legends.
I've been wanting to get that. I haven't picked it up yet.
That's came out a few weeks ago, I guess. Now, I picked it up on Blu-ray last week, and it is quite awesome. It's a compilation of 7 or 8, maybe it's 6.
I forget. I don't have
about it. 7.
Kind of like Animatrix.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot like Animatrix.
Yeah, yeah. Of different short animated stories that mm-hmm. that kind of seem that stand on their own. The first one was really interesting. I like how it kind of explains how the human race got to the point of where they are in the Halo games.
Mm-hmm.
Really kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed seeing that. And then seeing how the Forerunners had to deal with the Flood and build the Halo rings and stuff like that. And actually used them. It was quite neat.
Yeah. From someone that, I mean, I've enjoyed all the games, but I haven't read all the books.
Have you finished any of them?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I've finished all of them. Actually.
Okay.
Yeah. as it would rare for me, I know, but I have finished them all. But to see it all laid out like that in one place and told in a linear fashion.
As a timeline,
you know, it was kind of like, yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, this is the playground for all the stories in the games. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the backstory. And I really enjoyed that.
And there was a funny one in there, too, that was rather amusing. And
oh, yeah, you mentioned something about this last episode or two.
Yeah.
At first, I thought,
it's
kind of stupid.
This is kind of dumb, but it ended up being kind of neat. It was Spartan 1337 or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is Leet. Yeah. And he kind of ends up falling. At the beginning, he falls out of a Pelican and lands on this planet or something like that and meets up with these kids and their dinosaur. And it's amusing. It makes sense later on because he gets the
fight. Was he living in the land of the lost?
Just about.
Marshall Willenholly?
But it turns into some crazy like Dragon Ball Z thing. Or
just
something.
About.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
It was kind of neat. They fought this big, huge, genetically enhanced brute thing that was really kind of cool.
You kind of looked like they're already big and huge and just, genetically
yeah,
enhanced.
Yeah, this one is even bigger and huger and more genetically enhanced.
Genetically enhanced her?
Something like that.
Oh my god.
More genetical?
No.
So it was pretty cool. Then there was one of my favorites was the prototype one with the prototype suit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The weapon or whatever that mm-hmm. they're supposed to destroy.
Yeah,
and
that was really cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that had some really good like a mecha fight scene type mm-hmm. thing in it. It was really neat.
I meant to see if Bamex has that and pick it up.
Mm-hmm. It was quite cool. And then the last one is completely CGI.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And really has a feel of the game. Like yeah, like if you were like actually playing the game, it you get some of the perspective shots of that, and they're going through a big Covenant ship, and some really cool things happen. I was really impressed. There was one of them in there that I wasn't too very fond of, but it was all good for the most part.
There's one that's almost like a samurai story. That it looked like
that. Well, yeah, that one. It was that was okay. It had an odd style to it. I wasn't too fond of the animation. It seemed really stiff.
It looked to me like maybe they had done it with CGI, but then done almost, a filter.
Yeah,
like a cartoon filter to give that feel or something.
Yeah, but I could, even through that, like because it was a heavy, heavy filter. Mm-hmm. Even through that, I could tell. You know, the animation was just. It was almost like they took a storyboard or something like that, and applied a filter to it. And it was okay. I wasn't too thoroughly impressed with it, but the other ones I was pretty impressed with.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be worse than an animated Lord of the Rings. What was the one where they painted on the cells? Oh,
you mean the classic?
Yeah. I cannot. The Hobbit was fine.
Yeah.
But the animated stuff. So.
But pick it up.
Yeah.
Because it's quite cool.
And just because it looks like it's a cartoon, don't exactly think it's a little kid type of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, having grown up a geek and watched a lot of Saturday morning cartoons, it's kind of kind of nice to have cartoons, in a sense, animation that is
that grew up with you.
Yeah, as far as we've grown up, anyway.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, as you sit in a room full of toys and weird posters and babble on the internet.
Yeah, that reminds me. I told Carly the other day an idea I had for a movie, and she's like, "What are you, 10?
Oh, I say that to Brett all the time.
No, you usually, what are you, 12?
Yeah, but and then you do it again, and I keep lowering the age.
You know?
No, you make 12-year-olds look mature.
Sometimes, probably so. And on that note, it's time to take a break, and we will be back with more of the show right after this.
Eight years on from Firefly, 5 years on from Serenity, you still can't stop the signal. Striding like a colossus into the new decade, conquering new...
That's a little over the top, don't you think?
Well, I guess, but he's right. We're still here.
Just not quite so much with the striding. Walking confidently. How's that sound?
Fine. Just as long as the signal stays a podcast all about Joss Whedon's Firefly and Serenity.
Oh, no question there. We're continuing to explore the verse, same as we have for the last 5 years.
But this year, with some new crew, new articles...
new interviews, new features...
and a new website, a new forum, and a blog.
But still at the same old address, www.serenityfirefly.com, and still coming to your MP3 player every 2 weeks.
Plus, we've got lots of our regular segments like News from the Verse, Broadwaves, The Terraformers, and Feedback.
And we want you to join us.
The Signal.
Helping to carry on building the Browncoat community.
It starts here.
The Signal.
It's time to get our sugar on once again with a little geek cuisine. And we have something a little special here this time. And Christina, what did you call it just a second ago?
Scary chocolate?
Scary. I'm sorry. No, that was scary and there was unholy.
No, he said unholy.
Somewhere? Unholy chocolate?
I don't call it unholy chocolate.
No, I said...
If it's unholy, somebody bless this bottle of water here.
No. I said there aren't too many scary flavors, and you said, well, one or two of them sound kind of unholy. And I said, well, eat the salt one first. That'll keep away any
salt one?
Any demons.
Yeah, I got high blood pressure. I can't eat the salt one. Sorry.
Dude, I just saw what you had for dinner, okay?
Yeah. I'll try to get out of it.
That's
come
like
on
Brad
now.
Saying he's lactose intolerant.
You have to suffer like the rest of us.
That would explain a lot of things, though. All righty. We have some chocolate, of course. And, of course, being geek cuisine, it's not ordinary chocolate. We were actually over at the liquor store, of all places. You know, one of those big liquor outlet, which is just
shut
wrong.
Up.
Okay.
The liquor barn.
Yeah, liquor barn. Whatever.
That's not much better. That really isn't. Okay.
But we do have, it's something that we had in Ohio, that as I first saw in Ohio, and I thought was this most ridiculous damn thing, a drive-through liquor store.
Yeah, I first saw them in Cincinnati. Yeah.
I'm Preston. If you're, like, before you get to BAMX, if you're heading from here to Book and Music on Preston, it used to be a Midas. It used to be an oil change place.
Yeah.
That they gutted it and turned it into this liquor palace thing. Well, I guess they kept one of the bays open because you can pull a car up and tell them, you know, you want a six pack or whatever, and just like you're going through the drive through at McDonald's.
Oh, you know what? They do have one of, well, at least they did used to have one in, I think it was Brook Park or Tiffin. I was either at home or college, but it was a car wash. And as you were going through the car wash, you could stop and you could get soda and chips and candy.
How long is it? How dirty is your damn car?
No, as you're checking out, as you're paying for your car wash, you can,
I'm saying, if you need, like, refreshments when you're going through the car wash.
Yeah, that's a long car wash.
That's a long goddamn car wash.
So this drive-through liquor store.
So it's not just a drive-through window, it's a drive-through.
Through. As in stores on either end of it.
Wow.
You don't drive the length, you drive the width of it.
Oh, right.
I wonder if they'll hot fuel you. Meaning you keep the car running, roll the window down, just open your mouth and get a shot and go.
Oh, my God.
Not sure that would work very well.
Not sure that would be a good idea.
You know, the,
looking at the drivers in Kentucky.
Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah.
I think maybe you
think
the best
we're looking
view.
At apartments yeah. back in Indiana.
Because rent is cheaper.
Well, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
You get more bang for the buck.
Bow, chicka, bow, wow. Oh, but my getting God. Back to chocolate.
He always makes the coffee commercial noise. I don't understand that.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
And speaking of brown, we have chocolate. And speaking of chocolate, we have weird chocolate that we found at the liquor store. And let's not go down this road again.
We had gone to look for the Mike's hard apple cider.
Which apparently they have. My sister insists that they
find.
Have. Never seen this.
Never heard of it.
Sounds good.
Never found it.
Yeah.
It's on the website. It's on the website.
Oh.
It is available, but I just never found it. We never found it anywhere.
Because we really like that Mike's Hard Pink Lemonade. That's some really good stuff.
It's a nice.
And I'm glad that either they bought a shit ton of it and it's still hanging around, or they're kind of keeping it around.
Well,
a
they
bit.
Should keep it around. It sells.
It'd be great. You know, summertime, pink lemonade. Okay, yep. Keep it. Save the boobies. Save the world.
Yep.
But we found some bars of chocolate that are bizarrely flavored. And I saw these, and I'm like, we got to have these for Geek Cuisine.
I had a girly moment where I saw the bin, where they're like, ooh, sale. Ooh, chocolate on sale. Ooh, let's see what kind they have. And then, oh.
That's why it's on sale.
Yes.
Okay, we have, you want door number one? Door number two, or door number three?
Save the worst for last. Make a guess.
Door number one.
Door number one, okay.
Executive decision.
Yep. This is, this is the Heilman Confectionery.
He's old. Confection. He can't read.
Well, no, it's really print, tiny print. I mean, really tiny print. And it's also gold metallic. And in the kind of dimmer light of the studio, it's not easy to see. But this is, it looks like a dark chocolate, 62% cocoa and ginger.
Hmm.
Not Marianne, but ginger. So let's,
I'm not ginger.
Still not ginger.
Less than a month, boys.
Less than a month.
Yeah.
October 4th? October. What, wow. What? Sorry. April. April. April.
You're in a panic there, dude.
Sorry.
No. April 3rd, my sister's birthday, day before Easter. Isn't it Saturday before Easter?
Yeah, I think they all the BBC has officially said, I think, has been Easter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I don't think it's usually on Sunday nights. Isn't it usually on Saturday nights?
No, it's traditionally a Saturday thing, so the running thing.
Okay, so
and BBC America did a air date of like a week or 2 weeks later or something like that. So we know it's...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's coming!
Yay.
Let's pass this around. I got me a piece of the ginger chocolate there.
Ginger. Thank you. Ginger just looks gross. I mean, I love ginger-flavored everything, but like the actual ginger root still looks gross.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Like elephantitis of the root.
Called Kunta.
Oh.
It smells good. Well, I mean, it just smells like chocolate. It's
dark chocolate.
It's very dark.
Well, it's 62% cocoa, dude.
I do love dark chocolate. Who am I kidding? I love it. Have you seen me? I love any kind of chocolate.
There you go.
I would say thank you, but I wouldn't mean it.
Yeah, well,
dude, it can't be any worse than Brussels sprout soda.
I'm just kidding.
But yeah, ginger chocolate. Let's give this a shot here, guys.
All right.
Oh, yeah, it's dark chocolate.
Yep. Wow, that's dark chocolate. Very bitter. Look at a little hint of...
Oh, there it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ginger.
That's an aftertaste thing.
It sneaks up on you.
Mm-hmm.
So there's little bits of ginger in there.
Mm. It's good for your stomach, though, ginger is.
I like a good ginger beer.
Mm-hmm. And ginger wine.
Oh, that's some strong ginger, too. I'm getting that afterburn kind of.
Afterburn.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep. That took a little bit, but yep, mm-hmm. there it is.
It's not bad. I'm not a huge dark chocolate fan.
Yep, there are little bits of ginger in there, too. Mm-hmm.
But not bad.
Yeah. It's kind of a burn, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's ginger for you.
Wow. It is.
It's strong, but not bad.
Mm-mm. Not nearly as scary as I thought it would be.
Fairly tame.
So, guys, you might want to, if you have a beverage, take a swig or something to kind of cool the fires of that ginger. Holy shit, that burns.
It doesn't let up, does it?
Stone's ginger wine will rip your face off, but it's so good.
What are you, Warren?
What? No. No, Stone's ginger wine, it's an English thing, and it's really good. It's a good wintry kind of drink. Available at Liquor Barns.
Definitely one of the less spectacular ones. I'm just not a big dark chocolate fan. Maybe if they tried it with a little bit more of a milk chocolate, kind of maybe, I might have enjoyed it a little better.
Although I think the cream would kind of temper the ginger burn.
Probably, mm-hmm. yeah.
It's just an unusual choice, mm-hmm. I would think. I mean,
Well, this one might be a little even more unusual.
If chocolate gives you heartburn, then I guess the ginger could counteract the heartburn.
That's true. We have, again, it's the same company for all three of these here. We have sea salt.
I'm kind of scared.
Yeah. Well, you have saltwater taffy.
That's true.
Yeah. I like saltwater taffy.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if it's actually made with saltwater, but it's sea salt chocolate. This one is more, I don't know if it's actually a milk chocolate or what, but it is only 32% cocoa. Mm. And it is a much lighter. That last one was almost obsidian.
Yeah.
It was good, though.
Dark.
But I do like chocolate, and I do like salt.
I like chocolate-covered peanuts.
Yeah, good point.
And Glenn, if you want, I know you're a dark chocolate fan, and Christina, or I guess all three of you guys
No, I've lost another 3 pounds. I don't want to gain it back.
So if you guys want to take some of the chocolate.
To torment your family and friends with. Eat this chocolate.
I'll give this to Carly.
There you go.
She likes dark chocolate, mm-hmm. actually, and she likes kind of spicy stuff. And I think she likes, I'm not sure if she likes ginger or not. I may end up having to eat it.
Eat it to the frogs. As you eat hyper frogs bouncing around.
Hyper frogs.
Battle toads.
They'd be hopping mad.
Be like some mutagenic compound.
Do you have battle toads? Yeah.
So, yeah, it's sea salt chocolate. So, let's give that a shot.
I'm not sure I like it.
Are you already?
If we all had it at the same time, I wouldn't be able to. Just think chocolate covered pretzel. Chocolate covered pretzel. That's how I got through it.
Thank you.
Chocolate covered pretzel.
Okay.
Yeah, I can really see that.
I like the chocolate better.
Yeah. Not bad, I guess.
Very salty. Different. Chocolate covered pretzel.
I only ate half my piece.
Extremely.
Once you get over the initial shock, it's...
Yeah.
You're like, the fuck am I eating? Uh-huh.
It's a good name for the episode.
For all the geek cuisines. If you put all the geek cuisines on a CD, that's what it would be called.
Clip show. Yay. Oh, I really hit a salty part on that one.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It's you can taste, like, you'll run into the big granules.
The bits, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote no.
Yeah. Because that was just too weird.
Yeah.
That confused the hell out of my taste buds.
I didn't dislike it. It was just bizarre.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, okay, chocolate covered pretzels are one thing because I guess you still have that texture of having the crunch. Crunch of the pretzel and everything.
Yeah, you know what's a pretzel.
And the salt's supposed to be concentrated.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that was just like someone took a Hershey bar, melted it, dumped a shaker full of salt in there.
I can imagine pregnant women liking this. Because, you know, it's like
weird shit.
Craving for salt, craving for chocolate. What do? Eat this.
You lick a Hershey bar and put some table salt on it.
You got salt in my chocolate.
You got your chocolate in my salt.
In my salt.
Ew. That's just gross.
But yeah, I'm not going to say bad.
No.
Just
when Christina only ate half of her one little square.
And it's chocolate.
And it's chocolate. Yeah.
And it's chocolate.
Yeah. I'm not going to say bad, but I'm going to say really freaking weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we probably have the weirdest of the three for
last.
Oh,
boy.
Tofurkey chocolate.
It is not. Don't lie to our friends.
Don't even. No joking.
That's not even funny.
Don't give Jones Soda any ideas.
Yeah.
Oh. Somebody we need to sponsor the show.
Seriously.
No. Because we keep saying how bad some of their flavors are. They're not going to sponsor
us. But they've got some really good flavors.
Oh, God, that red apple.
The red apple?
We just never get to eat them. Or drink them.
And I do love the crushed melon, too. That's something that's one of my favorites.
That sounds good. Okay, we have
what the hell? Oh, my God. Okay, go on.
Don't acknowledge it. You're reinforcing the behavior. Don't do that.
Go on the fridge. Go on the fridge.
That's why whenever he picks me up from work, I give him a Red Bull.
Oh.
Ah.
Piece of chocolate, Penny. Classical conditioning reinforced good behavior.
Chocolate Christina? Yes, not that shit.
What is it?
Green pepper.
Oh.
I'm
well, we had salt chocolate.
Yeah, that can't be anywhere.
Don't say that.
Okay. Yeah.
No way. No.
This
I'm
one is a darker chocolate. No. It's 62% cocoa.
Is it green hot pepper or green bell pepper?
I don't know.
I'm thinking green bell pepper.
It just says green pepper.
What does the picture say?
It's got a picture of a pepper.
It just like it's not a bell pepper.
It's not a bell pepper. It's not a bell pepper. Pepper.
Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too?
Do I like to be a pepper too?
So we got Dr. Pepper and ginger ale.
They're salt.
I'm not sure about this one.
Yeah.
I'm
chocolate liqueur, sugar, cocoa butter, green pepper whole. Like that.
Oh, it means there's chunks of the.
Yeah.
Yeah. This could be bad.
I do like the dark chocolate, though. It's a nice color.
What the hell thinks to put green pepper in chocolate? Mm.
Somebody apparently listens to a lot of pod culture and mix up weird shit. By the way, if you know someone that works at a weird candy kind of company or a weird soda company or anything like that.
Or distributors,
send them our way.
What did my dad say he had?
Well, nasty ass coconut M&M's?
No, chocolate covered something from the Mally's chocolate. I have to ask my mom.
Chocolate covered bacon?
That's right. For 200, I was thinking about. But
Twinkies.
The bacon cakes?
Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah. I want,
here we go.
Chocolate-covered deep-fried Twinkies.
Let's go over here to Glenn's house and have that instead.
All right, here we go with the green pepper chocolate.
Come on, finish it.
Don't go in the bathroom.
God, that was nasty. And by the way, I did eat the whole damn thing.
I know.
Oh, shit. That was vile.
You know what it tastes like?
Ass.
Like. If you dropped a piece of candy in the grass, like it's got that grassy kind of.
So you normally go picking up a piece of candy after you drop it in the grass?
No, but it's got that green, like the grassy kind of, you know?
And it's got a little warm aftertaste there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was nasty. Definitely.
A little hot.
A little hot.
I'm going to vote no on that one, too. No.
I'm going to vote no on that one.
No, no, absolutely not.
Yeah.
That, and it, that was not a pleasant experience.
And I think in comparison, the salt one just got bumped up to a yes.
Yeah.
So ginger chocolate, I'm going to say, okay, thumbs up on that. It was all right.
All right.
I can do that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I need a whole bar, but, you know, trying for geek cuisine or a small piece.
Or to torture your friends with.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're forced to eat at a gunpoint.
You know. Well, you do pack eat.
Yeah.
What are you packing today, by the way?
Just the usual.
Okay.
357, yeah.
But I am going to say probably the ginger.
Yeah.
As my number one, followed by the salt.
Yeah.
Followed by the astacularity that is the green pepper chocolate.
If you like people that, if you know people that like really spicy
My head
things.
Hurts.
Mm-hmm. That could be episode title, astacularity.
Astacularity.
I'm surprised. You don't like the dark chocolate as much as the light chocolate, but you still like the ginger better than the salt?
I like ginger. Okay. I do like a good ginger beer.
My face is burning.
Well, while Christina takes care of her burning sensation, we'll be back with more pod culture right after this.
I'm Jen Geffinger.
I'm Kevin Batchelder.
And I'm Kurt Geffinger. And we are the Seekercast, a podcast for fans of the TV series Legend of the Seeker. We are a community-based podcast that works to keep you up to date on some of the best news, forum discussions, and interviews in the Seeker fandom. We also do a recap and in-depth discussion of each episode.
I thought it was very rich, the story. I was afraid it was going to be a little trite, but this really played out to be a very powerful episode in my mind.
The whole episode did kind of stay one step ahead. I felt like I kept having to catch up and try and figure out what was going on, which I like that. It's not predictable, so that made me very happy the way it was done.
And also, you know, correcting the mistake they made on the Sisters of the Light in Season 1. That was the only thing of Season 1 that I cannot forget.
It's okay, though, because we're staying focused on the series, right, Kurt?
So tune in to the Seekercast at theseekercast.com or subscribe through iTunes.
Anyone else want to question my orders?
Well, gang, it is about that time to wind down, close up shop, and call it a night.
A night.
Yep. Final thoughts? Don't everybody speak at once.
I got Battlefield Bad Company 2.
Woo!
And I've been really busy. Barely had any chance to play it so far, but pretty slick.
Yeah. Cool.
Pretty slick.
I hear the multiplayer is pretty good.
Yeah. I have had a little trouble getting on to play some games. I don't know if they're having some server troubles, if they're getting slammed or whatnot, but it's been kind of hanging up on the joining game or finding game session.
It gets you a second 360 and take it to work.
I almost unpacked it and took it to work, but I was like, no, I'm not going to unhook it and cart it around.
Gets you a second set of hookups.
Yeah.
I knew that.
And a swanky backpack.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But what I've played of it is very slick, and I started the single-player campaign a little bit, and it's been really neat so far. Not to give anything away, because it starts, as soon as you start the game, you see this, but it starts out with a flashback to World War II.
Oh, neat.
Ooh.
And there's some neat stuff. I really liked it, and I was like, I like where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep playing this. You know, it's been, been pretty
neat. Cool.
But I had a good experience. I ordered it, pre-ordered it from Amazon, and got it for like $3 off the normal price.
Nice. Plus free shipping.
Plus free shipping.
Nice.
And it was the collector's edition, so it has all the unlocks with it and stuff. But two really cool things. One, it arrived release date.
Nice.
Very cool.
So you got day and date.
I got a day and date. They didn't advertise it or anything. I didn't pay extra for it or anything. It just arrived day and date. So very, very happy about that. And the other thing, there's a code inside it I didn't know about that gives you, it's a VIP code, and you link it to your EA account, and you're able to unlock two maps with that. And supposedly more maps coming from that. So overall, very good experience so far. I'm looking forward to putting in many hours.
Adam?
Enter our contests.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Send us emails. It's really simple. Yeah. You can win some cool stuff.
Yeah, just put in the subject line what you want.
Really?
Yeah, don't put two in the same. Don't combine.
You can't have both greedy pants.
Well, separate emails, and you can enter for both.
Sure, why not?
But you can't enter two with one email.
Yeah.
You could get Planet Hulk, or you could get an awesome-tastic Stargate Death Glider.
From these fantastic boys at QMX.
From QMX.
Yes. And
from QMX, people.
Yeah.
From QMX.
And QMX.
The mecca of geek fantastic
boys. Awesome. So
definitely
do that.
Cannot thank those guys enough for sponsoring that contest.
Yeah.
And I think I said it offline, but I'm going to say it again. Guys at QMX, I want a little Asgard figure.
Little damn Asgard?
I want you to make a little damn Asgard, and I'd like to buy one, please.
You want like two or three. You have one at work.
Oh, my God. They'd be so cute. Okay.
And they could have the variant ones, so they'd be like Thor and then the crabby
Hermia.
Crabby ass one.
Uh-huh, the crabby one. Yeah.
I love it. You guys are genius, and thank you for all the great stuff that you do.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you drain our wallets at a rapid pace.
But we love it.
And we do it willingly.
Oh, yes, happily so.
And also, people, it would be really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice, dear, lovely, lovely listeners. to leave us a nice, maybe a little nice review on the, you know, iTunes or your favorite, whatever, wherever we are,
pod client thingy.
Yeah.
Or find somebody who doesn't listen to us who might like us and say, hey, I know these weird people. You'd like
them. And they are weird and you might like to listen to them.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Because we talk about stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And if there's something you have to talk about or something we should know about, let us know. Email
us. Call the new voicemail line.
Yes.
As soon as I look up the number, I will tell you, Christina. You guys, Adam, you still going on?
No, good. Okay. Christina, final thoughts.
No, that was my final thought. Is that if there's something we should know about that we don't, let us know. Let us know, because there's always good geek stuff that we don't know about until way later. Because
and we love
we're caught up in our own fandoms of things, and sometimes something will come out and you missed it somehow, and you're like, why didn't you tell me?
Right, exactly. It's like, oh my God, this show's like 4 years old and I didn't know about it.
Me and Doctor Who.
I know, it's exactly. Like, and then you wonder, how did you live your whole life not knowing the show?
Mm-hmm. And like me and Stargate as well.
Exactly.
Like I was just been opened up to so many awesome new geek things.
Addictions.
Addictions the past few years that it's just been awesome.
Yes. Call our voicemail line. Leave us a new message. We have a new number. The old one will still work for a while, but it's going to go away pretty soon. Because K7, if you don't call it, and we'll go with voicemails and spurts. We won't get some for a while. And if I don't remember to call it, eventually it'll go away.
Or take it upon yourself once a month to call us and just say, hey, this is your voicemail test call.
We'll run a bunch of them. But we do have a new Google Voice number, and the voicemail quality of that actually sounds a little bit better.
Oh.
And the cool thing, at least for us here at Pod Culture, it's going to cost you the same either way you call, the 206 number, what have you. But for us, it is a local area code. The new Pod Culture voicemail line number is 812-672-4POD.
But if you have cell phones and you have the free nights and weekends thing, it won't cost you anything.
Yeah, it won't cost you anything. It's just when I got that Google Voice number, I typed in Louisville, Kentucky, and then like, and search through, I found one that was kind of cool. So 812-672-4763.
Cool.
So call us and say hi.
Yeah, leave a comment on the website. And if you want to enter the contest, that email is contest@podculture.net. And if you want to enter for the Hulk DVD that we're giving away in 200, put Hulk DVD in the subject line.
Or Planet Hulk.
Or Planet Hulk. Right. Or
something referencing Hulk. No,
or if you want to win the... Stargate SG-1 Gauld Death Glider from QMX, which, by the way, is very, very damn cool. Just put
I'll have to pry it away from Brad when you win.
Yeah, it would be very...
It might like, have drool marks
like a little
on it.
Kid going to kindergarten for the first time. Except you, who ran into the school, probably.
I did love it.
But if you want to win the Gaul Death Glider from QMX, but QMX SG1 in the subject line with your address, and we'll get that to you if you win.
And if you are somebody who makes things or has things to give away, if you would like us to give away something of yours on our show, give us a call, send us an email, drop us a line, send us a prezi, and we'll give away on the show.
There you go. All right. We are out of here, gang.
Cheers.
Be seeing you.
Have a good one. Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
And if you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are a few different ways.
You can email us, feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That is 812-672-4POD.
Leave us a comment on the website, podculture.net, or in our forums located at farpointforums.com.
So drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3. Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Podculture, equal opportunity geekness.